Welcome to Zikur Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechta Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis, the fourth parak b'nei a year, and the last Daf in the Masechta. I want to thank the Queen's Zikur Chabur for their generous sponsorship of the Zikur Masechta Megillah program. So the three drops are going to focus on number one is taught in a brice regarding one who's called up to read from the Torah. Posech v'roa golo mevarech dibri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that he opens the Torah and sees the place from where he'll begin to read, then he rolls it closed and recites the bracha. Yudah says, Poseach b'roa u'mevarach v'koreh. He opens the Torah and sees the place from where he'll read, then he recites the bracha and reads. The Gemara asks, what is Reb Meir's reasoning for rolling the Sefer Torah closed before reciting the bracha, and answers that it's like Ul's explanation of why one who reads from the Torah may not assist the translator, just as the reason for that is so that people not say the translation is written in the Torah, so too here, one must close the Sefer Torah first, k'deshu yomru brachas k'suvim v'torah, in order that people will not say that the brachas are written in the Torah. Rabbi Yehudah does not apply Ul's reasoning, since he holds that while there is room for people to mistakenly think that the translation is written in the Torah, and they might come to write the translation in it, there's no room to think the brachas are written in the Torah. Rashi explains that everyone knows that the brachas are not written in the Torah. Pointing him to Rabbi Shafatiya said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Asar shekara b'Torah ha'gadol shebehem golo sefer Torah. If 10 people read from the Torah, meaning they got together for a Torah reading and a number of them had aliyos, the greatest of them should get the kavod of rolling the sefer Torah closed. The one who rolls the Sefer Torah closed receives the schar of all those who participated. For Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Asar shekar b'Torah, hagol Sefer Torah, kibo schar kulan. If 10 people have read from the Torah, the one who rolled the Torah received the reward of all who participated in the reading. When the Gemara asks whether it's reasonable that all the other participants lose the reward to the one who rolls the Torah closed, it answers that what is meant is kibo schar kenega kulan. He receives reward equal to the reward of all others. And pointing to Rabbi Parnach said in the name of Yochanan, Sefer Torah arum nikba arum. Anyone who grasps the Sefer Torah with his bare hands will be buried bare without shrouds. When the Gemara asks if it's conceivable that a person will be buried in such a manner, it initially revises a statement to mean arum below mitzvos, bare without any mitzvos. When the Gemara questions again whether it's reasonable that a person should lose all his mitzvos because of this, Abaye answers that the statement means nikba arum below osa mitzvah. He'll be buried bare without that mitzvah. Tosos explains that if he grasped the Torah during Kriyas Torah, he wouldn't receive schar for his aliyah, and if he grasped it while rolling the Torah, he wouldn't receive schar for Gulila. So once again, the three points are number one, it was taught in a brace regarding one who's called up to read from the Torah. Poseach b'ro golo u'mevarach dibri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that he opens the Torah and sees the place from where he'll begin to read, then he rolls it, closes it, and recites the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda says, Poseach b'ro u'mevarach b'koreh. He opens the Torah and sees the place from where he'll read, then he recites the bracha and reads. The Gemara asks, what is Rabbi Meir's reasoning for rolling the Sefer Torah closed before reciting the bracha? And answers that it's like Ul's explanation of why one who reads from the Torah may not assist the translator. Just as the reason for that is so that people will not say that the translation is written in the Torah, so to hear, one must close the Sefer Torah first, k'deshu yomru brachas k'suvim b'Torah, in order that people will not say the brachas are written in the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda does not apply Ul's reasoning, since he holds that while there is room for people to mistakenly think that the translation is written in the Torah, and they might come to write the translation in it, there's no room to think that the brachas are written in the Torah. Rashi explains that everyone knows that the brachas are not written in the Torah. Pointing to Rabbi Shafatiya said in the name of Yochanan, Asar shekar b'Torah ha'gadol shebehen goel sefer Torah. If 10 people read from the Torah, meaning they got together for a Torah reading and a number of them had aliyos, the greatest of them should get the kavod of Gulila. Ha'golo no toschar kulan. The one who rolls the sefer Torah closed receives reward of all those who participated. Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi said, Asar shekar b'Torah ha'golo sefer Torah kibol schar kulan. If 10 people have read from the Torah, the one who rolled the Torah received the reward of all who participated in the reading. When the Gemara asks whether it's reasonable that all the other participants lose the reward to the one who rolls the Torah closed, it answers that what is meant is kibol schar kenega kulan. He receives reward equal to the reward of all others. And pointing to Rabbi Parnach said in Imre B'Yochanan, Ko ochu sefer Torah arum nikbar arum. Anyone who grasps the sefer Torah with his bare hands will be buried bare without shrouds. When the Gemara asks if it's conceivable that a person will be buried in such a manner, it initially revises the statement to mean arum below mitzvahs, bare without any mitzvahs. When the Gemara questions again whether it's reasonable that a person should lose all his mitzvahs because of this, Abaye answers that the statement means nikbar arum below osa mitzvah. He will be buried bare without that mitzvah. Tosos explains that if he grasped the Torah during Kriyas Torah, he wouldn't receive schar for his aliyah, and if he grasped it while rolling the Torah, he wouldn't receive schar for Gulila. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Lamed Beis, and our standard Simmon is a mad scientist in a lab. A mad scientist in a lab. So here goes. The mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed gave Galila to the most prominent person in the room, handing him his newly invented Galila gloves so he wouldn't touch the Torah with his bare hands. Once again in slow motion. The mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab. Mad scientist in a lab? That must be one of Lama Bays. The mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed, which reminds us of Malchokas Rabbi Meir Rebuta whether one needs to close the Sefer Torah before reciting Birkas HaTorah. Rabbi Meir says he does, for one might come to think that the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah if the Torah remains open, just like people might think that the Targum is written in the Torah if the Baal Korah was permitted to help the Targum, the translator, and they might come to write the Targum in it. Rabbi Yehuda says he does not because everybody knows that the brachas are not written in the Torah. So the mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed gave Galila to the most prominent person in the room, which reminds us Galila is given to the most prominent member in a minyan, and he's makabel the schar kneged the schar of all the other participants. So the mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed gave Galila to the most prominent person in the room, handing him his newly invented Galila gloves so he wouldn't touch the Torah with his bare hands. Which reminds us, Rabbi Parnach said in the Rabbi Yochanan Kol Oche Sefer Torah Arum, Nikba Arum, anyone who grasps the Sefer Torah with his bare hands will be buried bare, which Abai explains means Nikba Arum below Osa Mitzvah. He'll be buried bare without that mitzvah. Tosis explains that if he grasped the Torah during Kriyas HaTorah, he would not receive the schar for his aliyah, and if he grasped it while rolling the Torah, he would not receive schar for a Galila. So once again, the mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed gave Galila to the most prominent person in the room, handing him his newly invented Galila gloves so he wouldn't touch the Torah with his bare hands. Hadin olach b'nei Yair, it was Slikala Masechas Megillah. Mazel tov everyone on completing the 11th Masechta in this Daf Yomi Maksim, Masechas Megillah, a grand total of 31 brought with 93 topics organized and retained daf by daf with Simanim. I want to congratulate our new members who joined us in Megillah for now having completed over 1% of Shas with Simanim, and also to our members who joined us for Tainus that now have covered over 2% of Shas with the Simanim, and our members who joined us in Rosh Hashanah who now have over 3% of Shas with the Simanim, and our members who joined us for Be'ah who now have over 4% of Shas down with Simanim, and of course to everyone else who joined us in earlier Masechtas. We have now run through a grand total of 27% of Shas in this Daf Yomi Maksar. May we continue to go Mechal Achal as we begin Masechtas Mod Katan, and may we be Zochin to be Masayim Shas all together. All right, now it's time for our four blah back Chazara. Daf Chav Ches. So the Simur Daf Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Ches. The strong man wearing his Don't Be Mad, Be a Calm Dad shirt, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera shared with his Talmidim all the reasons why he was Zoche to live a long life, one of them being that he never showed anger in his house. So the strong man wearing his Don't Be Mad, Be a Calm Dad shirt, who went into the shul to call out his teenage son who dented his car, which reminds the Gemara discuss what a person should do if he needs to call someone out of shul, being that one's not permitted to enter a shul except to learn Torah and Daven, the person should sit down and learn. So the strong man wearing his Don't Be Mad, Be a Calm Dad shirt, who went into the shul to call out his teenage son who dented his car, sat down first and learned two halachas. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Tana de Beliyahu that kol shon halachos muvtachlo shehu ben olam haba. Whoever learns halachos is assured that he's destined for olam haba. As it says in the pasuk, halichos olam lo, the ways of the world are his. Al tikri halichos el halachos. Don't read halichos, ways, but halachos. Dav chavtes. So the simur dav chavtes is a kot. So here goes. The thousands of people were mavatal Talmud Torah to escort the deceased on the chacham carried out on a cot. Cot? That must be one dav chavtes. The thousands of people were mavatal Talmud Torah to escort the deceased Talmud Chacham carried out on a cot, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice where mavatal Talmud Torah to carry the dead out to burial and for Haknas's Kala, unless there are a sufficient number of people. The Gemara brings a number of opinions of what's regarded as a sufficient number to escort a deceased Talmud Chacham, one being that it's 12,000 men and 6,000 men with shofars for a total of 18,000 people. So the thousands of people were mavatal Talmud Torah to escort the deceased Talmud Chacham carried out on a cot. We're astonished when the shul down the street start to fly towards Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, the pasuk states, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel regarding the galus, v'yilehem u'mikdash mat, I have been for them a miniature mikdash, and Rabbi Yitzhak said, elu bati kinesius u'bati midrashas shebabavo. This refers to the shuls in bati midrashim in Bavo. Rabbi Elazar Kapper said that in the future, the shuls in bati midrashim of Bavo will be set in Eretz Yisrael. So the thousands of people mavatal Talmud Torah to escort the deceased Talmud Chacham carried out on a cot, were astonished when the shul down the street started to fly towards Eretz Yisrael, just as that zebra was in the middle of reading Parshas Shkalim. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shekhal Yisbet Shabbos, Korin B'Parshas Shkalim. On Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls on Shabbos, we read the Parsha of Shkalim. Rashi explains that it was read to announce to the people that they should bring their Shkalim in Adar in order that the offerings were brought in Nisan from the new donations. Rav said Parshas Shkalim is the Parsha that deals with the Tamid and Musaf offerings, and Shmuel said it's the Parsha discussing the Moxes HaShekel that begins, Kisisa, when you count. Daf Lamed. So the Simur Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The idea is Kolius Rebbe Rebbe. That must be more Daf Lamed, Melamed. The idea is Kolius Rebbe, who is trying to teach his confused Talmidim when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, which reminds us as a Machlokes when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Erev Shabbos. Rav says, Makdimim, we advance the reading to the previous Shabbos because if it's delayed, the number of days between the Basin's proclamation about the Moxes HaShekel and the money changer's arrival in the provinces is reduced. Shmuel says, Ma'achrim, we delay the reading to the Shabbos following Rosh Chodesh, because when Rosh Chodesh is Erev Shabbos, the 15th comes out as Erev Shabbos, which means that the money changers will not go out until Sunday. Therefore, it's better to delay the reading so there won't be an interruption between the reading of Parshas Shkalim and the reading of Parshas Zachor. So, the idea is Kolius Rebbe, who is trying to teach his confused Talmidim when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, as opposed to when to read Parshas Zachor, if Purim is Erev Shabbos, which reminds the Gemara brings some halachos regarding when Parshas Zachor is read when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos. Rav said, Makdim Parshas Zachor, we advance the reading to the previous Shabbos, which would be the 8th of Adar, so the Zechira comes before the Asiyah. But Shmuel says, Ma'achrim, delay the reading to Shabbos, which is the 15th. Since the walled cities observe Purim the following Shabbos, the Zechira and the Asiyah happen at the same time. So, the idea is Kolius Rebbe was trying to teach his confused Talmidim when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, as opposed to when to read Parshas Zachor if Purim is Erev Shabbos, couldn't wait to get back to the regular order of Parshios on the 5th Shabbos of Adar, which reminds us that the Mishnah stated, B'chamishis chosin l'kesedron, on the 5th Shabbos of Adar, we resume the regular order. And the Gemara asks, which order of the service was interrupted that's now resumed? Rabbi Yami said, let's say to Parshios who choser, one resumes the regular reading of the weekly Parsha. According to Rabbi Yami, only the special readings were read on the 4th Shabbos and before Purim. Rabbi Yirmiya said, let's say to Haftaros who choser, one resumes the regular readings of the Haftorah. According to Rabbi Yirmiya, the weekly Torah portions were read during the preceding 4 weeks, and the special readings were read as maftir. Daf Lamed Aleph, so the Simur Daf Lamed Aleph is a judge. So here goes. The powerful judge, that must be one Daf Lamed Aleph, law. The powerful judge who would bow his head in humility whenever anyone referred to him as your honor, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, every place you find mention of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gevura, you find mention of his humility, and this is evident in Psukim, in Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim. So the powerful judge who would bow his head in humility whenever anyone referred to him as your honor encouraged the defendants to learn the Parsha of Karbanas to attain a kapara, which reminds us that the Mishnah said that the Yisroelim that were part of the Mishnah that were not located in Yerushalayim would gather in their towns and read from Maisa Breishis. The Gemara asks what the connection is between the Ma'amados and Maisa Breishis. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said, in the Niravasi, Yomali Ma'amados and his Kaim Yerushalayim Arts, if not for the Ma'amados, referring to the Karbanas the Ma'amados represent, heaven and earth would not continue to exist. The Gemara teaches that when Avraham Avinu asked B'ma'idah, he was asking, tell me what I must teach my descendants that will help them attain kapara for their sins and survive even when there are no Karbanas. And Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him that he will consider our learning the Parsha of Karbanas as if we had brought them. So the powerful judge who would bow his head in humility whenever anyone referred to him as your honor encouraged the defendants to learn the Parsha of Karbanas to attain a kapara and made sure to finish the most cursed cases before the end of the year, which reminds us that Ezra was metakim b'Yisrael that they should read the curses in Vayikra before Shavuos and those of Doran before Rosh Hashanah. Abai and some say Reish Lakish explain Kedesh Shetichu Hashanah v'Chilul Haseah in order that the year end together with its curses. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.